2-color fish terrine with citrus ginger sauce. Ingredients: 1.5 pounds, 750 grams, fresh fillet salmon, 3 egg white, salt and pepper, 12 fluid ounces, 375 ml, double cream, 4, fillets, sole, Butterfurt terrine mold, 2 slices smoked salmon, total weight about 90 grams, 3 ounces. For the citrus ginger sauce, 5 parsley, 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters, piece of fresh root ginger, 1 lemon, 1 lime, 3 tablespoon, 4-5 ml, double cream, 6 ounces, 175 grams, unsalted butter, chilled. Other suitable fish, place salmon trout. Steps. Prepare the salmon mousseline. Step 1. Run the blade of the small knife over the salmon fillet to find any bones. Pinch the bones between your thumb and the small knife blade and pull to remove them. Step 2. If necessary, skin the salmon fillet. Rinse the salmon with cold water and pat dry, then cut into pieces to skin the fillet. Set skin side down end, holding the tail, cut through to the skin at the tail end. Cut the flesh from the skin. Step 3. Put the salmon pieces in the food processor. Work the fish until smooth, using the pulse button and scraping down the side with the rubber spatula. Take care, do not overwork the fish or it will be tough when cooked. Step 4. Gradually add the egg whites. Using the pulse button, work the mixture until smooth, 1 to 2 minutes, scraping down the side with the rubber spatula. Mix in salt and pepper. Transfer to a bowl. After adding egg white, mousseline mixture is smooth and quite stiff. Step 5. Set the bowl in a larger bowl of iced water. Gradually beat in the cream with the wooden spoon, a few tablespoons at a time, stirring well between additions. It is best to work in the cream by hand because the mixture could separate if overworked in the food processor. Pour cream into cool mixture a little at a time. Step 6. Bring a small saucepan of water to a boil. Drop in a little mousseline mixture and simmer until it is firm, 2 to 3 minutes, it will become lighter in color. Taste it and add salt and pepper to the rest of the mousseline mixture, if needed. Cover the bowl and chill. Assemble and bake the terrine. Step 1. Heat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius, 350 degrees Fahrenheit, gas 4. If necessary, skin the sole fillets. Rinse the fillets and pat them dry, then cut each fillet lengthwise in half. Brush the inside of the terrine mold and lid with melted butter. Step 2. Line the terrine mold with 6 of the sole fillet pieces, arranging them crosswise and skin side inwards. Leave gaps between the sole fillet pieces so that the pink salmon mousseline can show through. Step 3. Wrap each remaining sole fillet lengthwise in a slice of smoked salmon, tucking in the ends neatly. Sole wrapped in smoked salmon gives colorful contrast when terrine is sliced. Step 4. Put 1/3 of the salmon mousseline into the terrine and spread it evenly with the spatula. Spread mousseline carefully in mold to avoid air pockets. Overhanging sole fillets will be wrapped over top when terrine is full. Step 5. Arrange one of the smoked salmon and sole fillet cylinders lengthwise on top of the mousseline. Spread another 1/3 of the salmon mousseline in the terrine. Top with the second wrapped sole fillet. Step 6. Cover with the remaining mousseline. Using the rubber spatula, smooth the top and press the filling well into the mold. Step 7. Fold the ends of the sole fillets over the top. Tap the terrine on the work surface to eliminate any air pockets. Put the lid on the terrine mold and set it in the roasting tin. Sole fillets will make attractive bands round cooked mousseline. Step 8. Add hot water to the tin to come just over halfway up the terrine mold. Bring this bain-marie to a boil on top of the stove, then transfer the terrine in the tin to the heated oven. Water should come more than halfway up. Sides of mold water bath ensures terrine cooks evenly. Step 9. Bake until the skewer inserted in the terrine 30 seconds is hot to the touch when withdrawn, 1 1/4 hours. Take the terrine from the oven and let stand 5 to 10 minutes while you make the sauce. You can insert the skewer into the terrine through the hole in the lid of the mold. Make the citrus ginger sauce. Step 1. Strip the parsley leaves from the stalks and pile them on the chopping board. With the chef's knife, finely chop the leaves. Peel and finely chop the ginger. Gently tear leaves from stalks with fingers. Leftover parsley stalks are good for flavoring stock and making bouquet garni. Step 2. Using the vegetable peeler, pare the zest from the lemon. Cut the zest into fine strips. Squeeze the juice from the lemon and reserve it. Squeeze the juice from the lime and reserve. Step 3. Bring a small saucepan of water to a boil, add the strips of lemon zest, and simmer 2 minutes. Drain in the sieve and set aside. Blanching lemon zest removes any bitterness. Step 4. In a small, heavy-based saucepan, boil the ginger and lemon juice until reduced to 15 ml, 1 tablespoon, about 1 minute. Add the cream and boil until reduced to 30 ml, 2 tablespoon, about 2 minutes. Cut the butter into pieces. Step 5. Take the pan from the heat and add the butter, a few pieces at a time, whisking constantly and moving the pan on and off the heat. The butter should thicken the sauce to a creamy consistency without melting to oil. Step 6. Add the parsley, lemon zest, and lime juice to the sauce. Whisk into the sauce until mixed. Lime juice gives sauce extra citrus tang. Step 7. Holding the lid firmly on the mold, tip it sideways over the saucepan to drain 15 to 30 ml, 1 to 2 tablespoon, liquid into the sauce. Whisk to mix. Discard the remaining liquid from the terrine. Season the sauce to taste. To serve. Step 1. Turn out the terrine. Cut it into 2 centimeters, 3/4 inch, slices and serve on pools of sauce on warmed individual plates, alternating sole banded mousseline slices with unbanded slices. Asparagus decorated with shreds of lemon zest is complimentary accompaniment. Pink slices of salmon mousseline are studded with sole circled by smoked salmon. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cook time, 1h 20 minutes. Ready time, 1h 50 minutes. Servings, 8.